Many shoppers understandably felt nervous about a trip to the supermarket during the pandemic last year, so some turned to farm shares, also known as Community Supported Agriculture, CSAs. CSA members pay for shares of a farm's harvest and get boxes of produce that come straight from the field. WBUR's Kellen Borchers visited local farms to find out how sales are going now that many COVID concerns are fading.
Sienna Farm spans 60 acres on the Sudbury-Concord line, but owner Chris Kurth had been on the edge of bankruptcy for two decades.
Year after year, I could not figure out how to make it a stable, good, strong business. I was having tons of fun, but it was not working as a business until last year, and then the...
That interrupting plop, plop, plop is the sound of Agnes the cow making fertilizer. This is an organic farm, after all. Kurth was about to say the pandemic brought his most profitable year ever. His community-supported agriculture program grew from 500 members to 2,000 and is holding steady. We climb into Kurth's pickup truck and drive out to a patch of summer squash to see the extra revenue in action. Farm manager Mike Suschuk shows off a shiny new tractor attachment that tills soil, spreads fertilizer, and rolls out a biodegradable bed cover all in one pass.
This thing's pretty sweet. It's called a stone barrier. So if you have like a rocky soil profile, it'll take those stones and it'll kind of bury them.
I mean, what does it not do? Can it make you like a lemonade while you're working?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
This thing does everything.
Seriously, you know, do your homework, you know, your taxes.
Okay, it can't really prepare tax returns, but equipment bought with the proceeds of community-supported agriculture could, in a roundabout way, help avoid tax penalties. The CSA business is so good right now that Sienna Farms recently began offering health insurance to about a dozen full-time employees. Not every farm is enjoying such success, and there's no CSA trade group with industry-wide figures, but there's strong anecdotal evidence that the CSA surge is a statewide and even nationwide trend, says Susan Scheifele. She teaches vegetable production at UMass Amherst.
There's definitely a good number of people who were first-time CSA members last year and got a taste for how fun it can be really connected to their local farm and eat really seasonally. And so a lot of those folks are sticking around.
At Ward's Berry Farm in Sharon, CSA boxes just keep rolling off the assembly line. Operations manager Alex Hammond is packing fennel, spigarello kale, and gooseberries.
Gooseberries are almost like a grape, but they're a little bit more sour. It's definitely an acquired taste, I'd say. And the inside is a very strange texture.
Hammond's team preps about 100 boxes a day. That's down from the pandemic peak of 200, but still three or four times more than the farm's previous average. Community-supported agriculture has helped farms offset lost sales to restaurants as fewer people dine out. It's also made their income more predictable. CSA members typically pay up front for their crop shares for an entire season. Ward's Berry Farm charges $540 for the summer, for instance. The money has helped the farm expand a small indoor store into a large open-air marketplace.
The pandemic forced us to rethink our business. So we purchased those huge pavilion tents. We purchased two of them. And it worked out really well. You know, and people really seem to enjoy that sort of almost outdoor shopping experience.
Hammond says the new space is here to stay because sales are up at farm stands and farmers markets. There's no guarantee CSA members will return season after season, but their dollars have already made lasting impacts at some local farms. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.